So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing scenarios where grain is exempt from challah or maaser. And the Gemara first discusses Gilgal Hektish Poiter. If flour is mixed into a dough while in the possession of Hektish, it is exempt from challah, as the following Mishnah says, Hekdesha isasa. If a woman consecrated a dough, Achle Gilgalo Ufadasa Chayevis, or Mishagilgalo Ufadasa Chayevis. If she both consecrated and redeemed it before it was mixed into a dough, or if she both consecrated and redeemed it after it was mixed into a dough, she's obligated to separate challah because in both cases it was mixed into a dough in her possession. However, Hekdesha Achle Gilgalo Vagilgalo Hagizbar Vaachach Padasa Batura. If she consecrated it and it was mixed into a dough while in the possession of Hekdesh, and she then redeemed it, it is exempt because b'shas chevasa ha'isa petura. When the dough would usually become obligated, i.e. when it was mixed, it belonged to Hektish, therefore it never became obligated. The Gemara then inquires, Gilgal evi kachavimai. Is a dough that was mixed while in the possession of a non-Jew exempt from challah? The Gemara cites a related Mishnah. Gershon nisgari v'hois le'isa. If a convert owned a dough, it depends. Nasach le'nisgari potter. Mishnah nisgari chayiv. If the dough was mixed before he converted, it is exempt, because dough of a non-Jew is exempt. If the dough is mixed after you convert, it is obligated. Safik chayiv. If it's not known whether the dough was mixed before or after you converted, it is obligated. Therefore, the Gemara inquires, Divri hakolhi, vafili Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. Perhaps everyone agrees that Gilgal evikel chavim paiter because there's a difference between meiser and challah. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda hold that meiruch evikel chavim ain't a paiter because hasam hu dechsiv, degancha yisera. Be'ein mir achamir el rabis, afilo evikel chavim. The pasuk twice says degancha, your grain, which excludes grain belonging to a non-Jew, and the double exclusion serves to include. Therefore they hold that grain of a non-Jew is obligated maaser. However, they agree that Gilgal evi kachavim paiter because hacha trei zimni arisei seichem ksiv arisei seichem v'le'isis evdi kachavim v'le'isis hektish. The pasuk twice refers to your dough, excluding dough of hektish and of a non-Jew. Therefore they agree that it is exempt. Or Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Kirtani law de kopatri, alver mei Rabbi Yehuda gamri reishas mehasam. Perhaps this Mishnah of Gershon Nisgari, which holds Gilgal evi kachavim paiter, is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon that meiruch evi kachavim paiter. But according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda that meiruch evi kachavim ain't a paiter, they would also hold Gilgal evi kachavim ain't a paiter because we learn Gzeirah Shavah from the laws of Meiser. And indeed, Rava ruled manda ama meiruch evi kachavim paiter, Gilgal evi kachavim paiter. Manda ama meiruch evi kachavim ain't a paiter, Gilgal evi kachavim ain't a paiter. If a grain of a non-Jew is exempt from Meiser, then his dough is exempt from challah. And if his grain is obligated in Meiser, then his dough is obligated in challah. The Gemara challenges this ruling from several brises where we see that Meruch Evi Kachavim Ein HaPaiter, but Gilgal Evi Kachavim Paiter. A non-Jew's grain is obligated in Trumas and Meiser, and yet his dough is exempt from challah. The Gemara answers, Midrabanan, Gzer Mishum Bali Kisim. Regarding Trumas and Meiser, it is only the Rabban who obligated his grain in Trumas and Meiser, so that wealthy people would not avoid separating Trumas and Meiser by temporarily transferring ownership to a non-Jew. However, regarding challah, it is exempt because there is no such concern since after the afil apachas mechameshes ravam kemach ba'id, it's anyway possible to avoid the obligation in a different manner by making dough in small batches of less than the minimum shear. The Gemara asks, however, true manami after the afil kid rabbeishir. One can also avoid the truma obligation as rabbeishir ruled marim admal tvu asay umachnisa b'meit shala kadesh tehei behemto yecheles ubetur minamaiser. If one brings the grain into his house in an unusual way, such as with the chaff, he may feed to his animal and is exempt from meiser. Or the ayla derech gargis v'derech kafifis. If he brings it in through an unusual way, such as through the roof or storage yards, it is exempt from meiser, since grain only becomes obligated in truma when it enters a house through the main entrance. The Gemara answer is hasam befahesia ziliba milsa. Achabitzina lezilba milsa. People are embarrassed to avoid their truma obligations publicly. Therefore, we do not need to be concerned about that. But they can avoid their challah obligation privately. Therefore, we do need to be concerned about that. The Mishnah continues describing the Minchas HaOmer. Zok the Mishnah, Bala li'isaren, nasen tchila shamnai ulabai nasai. After they had finished the sifting and had the final isaren of flour, they placed oil and levaina into a kli sharis, and then added the isaren of flour. Yatzak ubal, heinif, ehegish, kamatz vehiktar. They then performed the following avodas: pouring the oil, mixing it with the flour, waving it, bringing it near the mizbeach, and separating the kaimitz and burning it. And the remainder was eaten by the kahanim as with all menachas. The Mishnah continues: Mishnah Karva Eimer. Once the Eimer was brought, Yaitin the Meitzin Shiki Yerushalayim Shu Mali Kemach Kali Shalayber Tzen Chacham Devrei Meir. The markets of Yerushalayim were filled with flour and toasted grain. This indicates that they had prepared all this earlier when the new grain was still forbidden. And Rav Meir says that this was done against the wishes of the Chachamim because Gazrin and Shema Yechel. The Rabbanan forbade working with the new grain before the Omer is brought because one might inadvertently eat from the grain. However, this was done according to the wishes of the Chachamim because Legazah Shema Yechel. We're not concerned that one might eat from it. However, the Gemara cites a contradictory ruling by Rabbi Yehuda. If one forgot to check for chametz the night of Yudal Nisan, he should check the next day, but he should not check after chatzis when the chametz is already forbidden, because we're concerned that he might eat from it. Rabbi answers, Shani Chadosh, Mitoch Shlehi Tartaloi Ela Dekitub Zacharhu. Since one is only permitted to harvest the new crop by hand, this will cause him to remember not to eat from it. Similarly, other work must also be done in an unusual way, such as tchina berichaya diyada, harkad al gabinafa. One must grind it with a handmill and sift it with the back of a sieve. However, Abaye challenges this explanation with the following Mishnah. Kaitrin beis ashlochen sheba makam. It's permitted to harvest from irrigated valleys in the usual way, since it may dry out if left any longer. In this case, they might eat the grain. Therefore, Abaye makes another distinction. Chadish bodol minei, chometz le bodol minei. He'll remember not to eat from the chadash because he has been avoiding eating chadash all winter. However, he will not remember not to eat from the chametz because he's accustomed to eating chametz all year. Now, Rava points out the Rabbana Drabbana kasha. The ruling of the chametz is also a contradiction, as Rashi explains. They're concerned that one might eat from the chadash, but they're not concerned that one might eat from the chametz. Rava answers, "Hu atzme mechazul of l'sayfei mechel achaminei." Ordinarily, we're concerned that one might eat from the forbidden food. However, one is actively searching for chametz in order to burn it, we're not concerned that he might eat it.